Emily, what did Paige say?
Well, this is a really interesting story because it's the first time we've ever seen any evidence of strain between the two founders of Google, Larry Page and Sergey Brin. And back in 2011, which is when Page was coming back as CEO of the company, the Google founders were asking for a new class of stock that would have no voting power. And the board was hesitant about this, and it made them nervous because it gave the founders, again, outsized control. And what Larry Page said was, you know, why should I be motivated to do this job and work hard if I'm going to have no control? And one of the directors, former Intel CEO Paul Otellini, who has since passed away, in an email to the board called it a veiled threat and believed that he was threatening to quit if this new class of shares was not created.
What ended up happening with the class of shares?
Well, the shares were created, but not without an investigation. Google created a smaller committee that Otellini led that investigated whether or not this was actually a good idea. And ultimately, the board decided to do it because Page was essentially saying, you know, I won't be motivated to do stock-based acquisitions. So the company was worried that big acquisitions targets could go to other companies if they couldn't purchase acquisitions in that way. But more importantly, they wanted to make sure that both Google founders were still motivated and engaged at the company, despite the possible risk that their long-term goals or vision could differ from what the board wanted and what might be best for the company.
So this could be a little bit inside baseball to those of us who don't follow closely, you know, every little step. I mean, what is the relevance to us today?
Well, so Google, when it went public back in 2004, was the first company that created a new share structure that gave the founders outsized control. So Larry Page, Sergey Brin, Eric Schmidt all got shares with 10 votes, and everyone else got shares with one vote. And since then, multiple different tech companies have emulated this structure, which is why Mark Zuckerberg has so much control at Facebook, and Evan Spiegel has so much control at Snap. And in a number of the tech companies that are going public this year, like Lyft, the founders are again asking for outsized control. And so, you know, for anybody who is an investor in the company, it matters because, you know, you certainly have, you don't have as much power as you might if you're investing in another company. And when the companies make bad decisions, it's easy to point to the founders and say, well, it's on them. You know, perhaps there should be some more balance at the company when it comes to decision making now that these are giant public companies with many, many shareholders and billions of users.